nature sounds?
Basically, I
that's
just
a nature sound.
I just want to get away from other people first.
Oh yeah, I need people too. When you're lost.
It was a hot spring day when my friend Robert and I went to Cool Creek. We had a great time enjoying the sights, the sounds, the birds, the animals. But we couldn't see all the problems that parks like Cool Creek face every day. For 91.3 WHJE, I'm Alex Cruikshanks, and this is An Inside Perspective.
So Cool Creek, though, has been sort of the hub of the department for many years. It's one of our older parks, so it's provided, it's a community park. Obviously, you know, we have neighbors including Walmart and Target and US 31. So it's right in the middle of this very suburban, almost urbanized or commercialized area. But it provides a really great place for people to kind of come in, duck away from the traffic and the noise, although you still hear a little bit of it, and really try to get connected with what makes Indiana special. My name's Amanda Smith, and I am the Superintendent of Natural Resources and Education for Hamilton County Parks Department. This is part of what Indiana used to look like, so we don't see that as much anymore. So even a 100-acre park can provide benefit to wildlife. So we're that ability. We see the amount of diversity that we have in the park. It's a resource for our wildlife. It's actually kind of almost an oasis for our wildlife when you look at it more broadly. It's an important part of our ecosystem, and it's becoming a smaller part of, you know, of what is needed.
You know, just having a few trees in the neighborhood, you know, it's going to have a positive, healthier effect on people. And some research has been done that shows that trees and plants in a neighborhood, it's going to reduce even crime. And so if you have two or three trees in your neighborhood, just imagine if you had a whole forest, you know, how much of a benefit that is going to be to the community. You know, people are going to feel more comfortable. They're going to be a lot more relaxed, you know, going out there enjoying the wildlife. I am a Dan Papiella, the naturalist at Cool Creek, often referred to as Nature Dan. We have over 200 species of plants in the park, all the trees, flowers, ferns, and grasses. And these are wonderful plants and wildflowers that are going to be a benefit to the animals that we enjoy and to the people that come to the park. And we want to keep it that way. We have about a dozen weeds in the park, invasive species, like the bush honeysuckle, there's garlic mustard in the park, there's bittersweet, and a couple other different species as well.
Essentially, an invasive species is a species that came in typically from another continent that is non-native and has extremely aggressive tendencies. So these plants and or animals did not evolve here through the eons here, and there's no natural predators typically. And they have an advantage because they can kind of essentially invade an area, spread and really start to decrease the overall diversity of your area.
They don't benefit the wildlife as much as the native plants, and we want people to enjoy it, that diversity of over 200 plants. We don't want just a diversity of 10 plants. That's not going to be as fun. So we need to keep the weeds under control. And it's really neat because we've had volunteers come in, they've pulled out the honeysuckle, and then the following year there's a whole garden of wildflowers in that same area, and it just makes a huge difference.
My name is Holly Faust, and I am a part-time interpreter, and I'm proud to say that my son was one of those. He earning his Eagle Scout. Dan had a section for him signed down there, and they ripped out all the honeysuckle, the shrubs, and the native plants popped up not only, but about, I think it was a week or two later after that, and it keeps the invasives from coming back too when you plant your natives. It helps.
A native species has caterpillars that eat it, and then birds eat the caterpillars, and then other things eat the birds, and it's actually working with the ecosystem and the food chain. Invasive species, for the most part, don't have any natural predators, and theirs, our insects haven't evolved to actually eat them, so they don't. So they're not even, not only are they taking over an area, but they're not even providing food for the rest of the ecosystems. So that's a massive issue. I think our biggest issue with pollution is probably water related. So that it comes as a flood, you know, so we get E. coli is an issue. And that's coming. Obviously, there's people in the park that aren't picking up after their dog. But it is also a big problem from all the runoff that we have from the places, the, you know, as groups and around us. So we're a watershed, so we're collecting all that. And in most cases, the water sort of sheets off our neighborhoods very fast, and then it all comes to a park. And so that's where you see the massive amounts of floodings. Actually, the biggest pollutant in our water is not what we would think, which is nutrients. There's obviously E. coli, and there's a lot of issues. The biggest pollutant is sediment. So it's actually the effects of erosion. So that dirties the water. It makes it harder for animals to survive in there. It changes the whole kind of ecosystem of that water.
A lot of people go into the creek, which is great. That's what we're here for. But that kicks up a lot of the sediment and stirs up the mud. Which I'm sure will have a negative impact on nesting fish and the wildlife in the creek. But even greater than that is, you know, we're right by a highway. And who knows what happens when that road salt, you know, gets plowed off the highway and it gets into our waterways. So I have no idea how that's affecting the creek or anything like that. So definitely need to do our part to figure out what's going on so that we can have this wonderful park always for us to enjoy.
I'd like to talk about the fact that, do you guys drink that water? And I always get the parents and the kid, no. And I'm like, yes, you do. And everybody's really quiet. They're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this goes into White River, you know. But I said, obviously they clean it up. But I said, it gets to a point where, you know, you can only clean up so much. Education is very important, because if you don't teach people don't appreciate what they don't understand, you know, and that we're all guilty of that in one form or another of, you know, not just the environment, everything.
Of course, you need to know what's out there and the value behind all the plants and animals and what's on the land. So definitely a little bit of education, also volunteering, but also doing your part in your own backyard at home. And it's kind of neat because we do things like Community Seed Day, where you can come to Cool Creek and we'll help you collect some of the seeds from our prairie. And then you can have a little bit of Cool Creek in your own backyard. You know, you're going to do your part to help out the planet. It's the only planet we have. So we got to do our part to help out the wildlife, because if we're taking care of the plants and animals, we're going to better take care of ourselves as well.
Oh, we need as much help as we can possibly get. We need people to get kind of angry, you know, about what it really first educated about when they see a park, they see all the greenery, they think, oh, this is lovely and lush and beautiful. A lot of times they're looking at an area that is actually very unhealthy. So understanding that it needs to be better and it could be better is part one. And then, you know, getting motivated and sometimes getting really, you know, a little bit angry about it can really, really help.
Keep coming back. So I always say, every time you come to Cool Creek, you're always going to find something different. Even for me, I've been working here every single day for 9 years. And even just this week, I'm like, wow, that was amazing. I'd never seen that before, you know, or it was a long time since I've seen that bird. So it's great to see it again. So definitely keep coming back. You're always going to find something different, and that's what it's all about.
For 91.3 WHJE, this has been An Inside Perspective. For more episodes or more great podcasts, visit our website, whje.com.